98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the caretaker prime minister of Lebanon as the U.S. continues its diplomatic effort to prevent Israel's fight with Hamas and the conflict in Israel from spreading to other areas of the region. Meanwhile, Israel's latest military strike targeted the family home of the exiled Hamas leader. The bombardment of Gaza continues. The secretary Friday met with Israeli officials. ABC's Matt Rivers has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Blinken raising concerns about Gazans caught in the crossfire as more aid is desperately needed.
We need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later seeming to rebuff Blinken, ruling out a humanitarian pause unless hostages held by Hamas are released.
President Biden traveled to Maine. He met with the families of the victims of last week's mass shooting in Lewiston overnight in Cincinnati. Police say one person was killed, five were hurt in a shooting involving juveniles. This is ABC News. Authorities in South Carolina say 66-year-old Doyle Wayne Wisenhunt is in custody, and he's the man who attempted to drive his car through the gate of a nuclear power plant on Thursday.
At this point in our investigation, we don't have any evidence that this is any type of domestic terroristic event.
Tony County Sheriff Mike Crenshaw said Wisenhunt was wanted in Arkansas on drug charges. The FAA is investigating a fire on board a JetBlue flight at JFK this week. The plane was sitting at the gate when a device in a passenger's bag caught fire. Flight attendants used bottles of water to put it out. In a statement, JetBlue told ABC the crew immediately responded and there were no requests for medical assistance. And the low-level University of Michigan football staffer, who's at the center of an investigation into alleged sign-stealing and unauthorized scouting of opponents, resigned Friday. NCAA and Big Ten Conference both investigating. An attorney for Connor Stallions told The Athletic he's resigning because the stories created a distraction for the team. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 41. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows level off around 28, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44, overcast skies. Highs level off around 47, Monday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 38, cloudy skies expected Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 41 today. Lows level off around 28 tonight. We should top off around 44 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 19.
I fish, I hunt, and always will. Broadcasting from the Alclair Outdoor Studios. Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're not just a radio show anymore.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Welcome to the show. My name is Brett Amundson. Thank you for tuning in on the network, by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or by watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much, along with Dan Amundson, who's over there. Are you even mic'd up, Dan? No, you should. Well, he's not mic'd up. Maybe he will be at some point. You won't see him on camera, but you won't hear him say anything anyway, I guess. So it doesn't matter. But we're also joined by Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. How are you doing, Joe?
Hello, Brett. I'm doing good.
And Paul Johnson from Riverbend Resort. Paul,
hey, Brett. Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Paul's got Miko over there.
I coaxed her up on the couch.
Yeah, she's normally not allowed on the couch, but that's awesome.
She's great. Comfortable.
She had quite the couple of days. You know, she just got done with some surgery, and I wasn't going to hunt her at all, and we just spent 2 days up here grouse hunting, and she walked all but one walk with us. I was kind of impressed. I didn't expect it. So she'll probably be snoring here in a couple of minutes.
She's ready for a blanket and a hot toddy.
Yeah, so am I. We did grouse hunt for a couple of days up here, and we also hunted up at the Northwest Angle with Andy Rees and Forrest Husted out of layout boats, and we're going to talk to those guys about that experience in a little bit. And we're going to talk about grouse hunting and all the opportunities you can take advantage of up here in the Lake of the Woods area to go walk through the woods pretty easily. I mean, honestly, we did take Mika through some heavy cover, but for the most part, we also had some nice, easy trails to walk. that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But first, this is who our sponsors are this week.
Live Target, Match Hatch, LiveTargetLures.com. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital. Plan a trip for this winter at LakeoftheWoodsMN.com. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Book a trip to Devil's Lake. Learn more at HaybaleHeights.com. Otter Tail Lakes Country. Find your inner otter at OtterTailLakesCountry.com. And Prairie Sportsman, the new season starts in January, but you can watch episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel.
All right, don't forget to check out the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. We've got some new videos that we posted up there, and we will be posting the video from our Northwest Angle layout boat duck hunt there soon as well, too. And we'll be telling you more about that coming up later in the show, so check that out. Also, check out the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. We were filming for Prairie Sportsman while we were up here as well, too. And that episode will be coming up in the new season starting in January on Pioneer Public Television, Pioneer PBS out of Granite Falls, and then on a PBS station near you as well, too. So check it out. So, Joe, we've been trying to make a grouse hunting show work up here for quite a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it for years. We finally got it done. And I think part of the reason we finally got it done this year is because we were talking about coming up here anyway. We're going to do some fish. We're going to go do the layout boats. And then Paul posted a picture of shooting a couple of grouse up here recently. And then I was like, well, we got to come up here and try to shoot some grouse. So we finally did it. It was tough hunting.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, and I don't know if your listeners realize this or not, but Danny and Brett and I were talking about it. And, you know, we didn't really realize the detrimental effect that snow has on grouse hunting. And, you know, we kind of thought, hey, it's snow, but they'll probably show up better, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, come to talk to the guys from the Rough Grouse Society, you know, that snow, I mean, number one, those birds are not on the ground. They're up in the trees. And there's so much snow in the trees, and there's so many pines, you cannot see those birds. I mean, if they don't move, there's no way you'll ever see one. Secondly, the dogs can't get a scent. And, you know, finally, when the other thing the grouse do is they hide in the snow. And we had 6 inches of snow, so there's enough snow they could burrow in if they wanted to. So for all those reasons, we put on some miles. I will say this. I got a good education this the last couple of days. And talking to the experts who deal with a lot of grouse aficionados, you know, experts, you know, that grouse hunting crowd, it's not the worst thing in the world to go have a beautiful hunt like we did. I mean, the fresh snow on those trees was so gorgeous. We saw tracks, you know, wolf tracks, fox tracks, possibly marten tracks. We saw a lot of cool stuff. Now, and we got a lot of flushes. Got two shots, no birds. But according to the people that really are hardcore grouse hunters, that's not the worst thing in the world.
You know, I think grouse hunters, I've made jokes about grouse hunters all the time. It's almost like they're more happy when they don't kill a grouse.
Yeah.
You know, they're like,
they'd be happy with us, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll love this episode of Prairie Sportsman. You know, and Dan, I think, made the comment, they're like musky anglers. You know, it's like, if you see a fish, you know, if you get a follow or you raise a fish or whatever, if you flush a grouse, you're having a successful day. So We did put up, I don't know, a dozen birds or something like that, including a woodcock, which I was kind of surprised at. You know, it's a little bit late, you know, a little cold out there for him. So he probably woke up one morning up here by Lake of the Woods. I was like, oh, where am I?
What am I doing?
What is this white stuff? I need to get the heck out of here.
But, you know, it was interesting because we were talking to, you know, Charlie with the DNR Wildlife. And, you know, he was saying, you know, we kidded around about it. Should have been here 10 days ago. Yeah. Should have been here 10 days ago. Because before that snow hit, you know, people are going on getting limits of grouse before 11 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it was very common. We heard it from everybody, didn't we? And that's why we're like, well, hey, this would be a great year to go get that show done. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize that snow would have such an effect on the grouse hunting. It was cool, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really cool. And honestly, I didn't think we were supposed to get that much snow. Like, right before we left, I saw a forecast for northern Minnesota of 4 to 9 inches. But that storm was supposed to hit, I think, last Thursday or something like that before we were going to come up here. So I was like, oh, I looked at the forecast for when we were going to be here. I'm like, oh, it looks great. You know, low 30s, mid 20s, you know, for lows. Like, it's going to be pretty nice. A little bit cooler than last time we went up and hunted out of layout boats. But for the most part, it's not going to be too bad. No snow in the forecast. And then we're coming back from the Northwest Angle. Oh, Mika. So awesome. We're coming back from the northwest angle, and we started to get snow there on, so what day did we come back? Monday? And it said we were supposed to get like an inch of snow or something, and then we were kind of in a full-blown snowstorm. We were coming down here, and before it was all said and done, it was 6 inches or something like that, and I thought this could get interesting for the grouse. And yeah, we interviewed Charlie Tucker at Norris Camp, which, by the way, is a really cool story that we're going to be telling as part of this Prairie Sportsman episode, and then maybe some other things too. But we got to meet him over there and see that place. That was really neat. And then, yeah, I bet he said it 4 or 5 times. Oh, I wish you guys would have been here 10.
Yeah. So that's kind of a running joke because, well, and then the more miles we put on, you know what the funny joke was, is we're talking with this one. You know, for your Prairie Sportsman TV show, there's going to be that disclaimer. No grouse were killed or injured in the shooting of this film. not by intent, you know.
Well, and we had Jared Olofsson with, as well as Chuck Lindner, who are both co-chairs of the Lake of the Woods chapter of the Rough Grouse Society.
What great guys, huh?
Great guys. And Chuck will be joining us here on the show this week as well, too, coming up in a little bit. But Jared even mentioned it a couple of times, should have been here 10 days ago. I mean, yeah. It was like a broken record. We kept hearing this. And, you know, it is what it is. This is when we had a chance to come up here and do it. And honestly, it was really cool. You know, you try to time it when the leaves come off. You know, hunting with the leaves on, Paul, as you know, it's kind of a challenge. I always joke that the reason I don't like to, I like pheasant hunting better is because I like to see the birds when they flush. You know, I have a chance at shooting at them. And even with the leaves off, like today, the same thing. I still didn't have much of a chance to shoot them, but we walked some really cool country. Like to learn about the habitat up here is Beltrami Island State Forest, just incredible grouse habitat, and the work that RGS combined with the DNR have done to create those hunter walking trails, essentially providing access. So you're looking at, I don't know how many acres that state forest is. I don't know if you guys know that off the top of your head, but it's a huge area, and looking at it on a map, and a guy that says, I want to go hunt that. It's like, well, where do you start? You know, it's kind of intimidating, that big of a wilderness area. And there are some old logging roads, and there are some roads that roll through there. But, you know, you could roll down a road, and there could be a parking area for you to pull off of, and then just thousands and thousands of acres of woods. Where do you go? Where do you start? How far do you go? Is it just, you know, woods? Well, these trails really give you an easy way to get started hunting an area like that. So we're going to talk to Chuck Lindner from RGS, from the Lake of the Woods chapter, in a little bit to learn more about that partnership with the DNR and the Rough Grouse Society to create those trails. We'll talk about them a little bit more, too, here coming up in just a little bit. And we will also have Forrest Husett and Andy Reeves, a guide for layout boat duck hunting at Lake of the Woods. We were hunting with them up at the northwest angle. Shot a really cool special duck. We'll tell you about that coming up later in the show as well. We'll come back with Joe Henry and Paul Johnson next on Sporting Journal Radio.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt. Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. F-Tech's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed ultra-point mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has 2 styles, 2 sizes, and 8 colors. And iCast and F-Tech's winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target. Northern Minnesota's Walleye Factory is a year-round world-class fishing destination. The perfect getaway this summer is just a short drive to Lake of the Woods. Fish Big Traverse Bay, the Rainy River, or visit the unique Northwest Angle. To catch big fish, you have to go where the big fish are. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com. has been legendary for walleyes. Don't miss out. Call Haybale Heights Campground and Resort today to book one of their modern cabins on East Bay. The cabins are furnished with a full bathroom, kitchen, and all the amenities like high-speed internet and are clean following CDC guidelines. Staying at Haybale Heights gives you full access to a private boat launch, fish cleaning station, and beach area. Learn more at HayBaleHeights.com. That's HayBaleHeights.com. Plan your trip to legendary Devil's Lake today.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back, Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thank you for tuning in on the network, by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or by watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much. Make sure you like it and subscribe, share it with your friends, and three other YouTube channels to check out while you're on here. Go to Fish Hunt Forever, subscribe to that. Also, Tazen Lake Lodge, and of course, Prairie Sportsman. We're at Riverbend Resort right now in cabin number 4. I love this cabin, Paul. That's a great one. It's one of your new ones. It's beautiful. It's comfortable. We're sitting here with Joe Henry and Paul Johnson from Riverbend Resort at Lake of the Woods, Walla Capital of the World, Joe. And it's been painful. We've had a great time. We've shot ducks. We chased grouse. We've been up here for 4 or 5 days now. We didn't fish at all. What's wrong with us?
It feels weird, doesn't it?
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I knew we weren't going to fish, but before I left, I grabbed a couple of rods. I have a small box that I got some jigs and some different things and some basics, you know. And
so
I threw
we
in.
Fish yet, is what you're
I threw in the back of the pickup. Yeah, I you know well, and you know as far as the fishing goes, we still got a pile of fish out front. The kicker is we got 6 inches of snow, so most people aren't in the fishing mode. Deer hunting is Saturday. Most people aren't in the fishing mode. You know what I mean? But there's still fish out there, and it's funny because there's more and more fish coming in the river too. The shiners are running really good. There's more fish in the river, so it's actually a beautiful time to fish. There's no traffic, but with 6 inches of snow, people are just kind of psyched out. I think there's probably some hardcores that are fishing the river a little bit yet. Not a lot of people, but I know there's probably a few boats out. It's winding down, man. You know, hey, we do have, I will say this, we do have some ice on, like Bostic Bay we went by today, had some ice on it. Some of the back bays got a little skim. Things are happening. You know, when you look at that weather forecast, the highest it's going to get in the next couple of weeks, I think, is mid-30s.
Don't remind me.
And, you know, it's going to be, well, you still got your we also got your decoys out yet.
Yeah.
Some of the typical traditions of them diehard fall fishermen is that first weekend of deer hunting, they're not out in the woods, they're out in the boat, and it can be very productive and rewarding times for them.
Honestly, this weekend is probably the best weekend of the fall, if you think about it. Now, the majority of people, Minnesota, Wisconsin, not Wisconsin yet, but Minnesota, at least this weekend, are in the woods chasing whitetails. But between this and even the Wisconsin opener, it's like can be the best waterfowl weekend of the year. It can be great for fishing. Might be a little cold out there, but it can be really good for a lot of different things. And, of course, a lot of guys are deer hunting, which is nice for me. When I like to bow hunt, I stay out of the woods during the gun season, or maybe I'll climb into a stand with my bow. But it leaves a lot of areas open for duck hunting, stuff like that. So now, where we were hunting grouse, all that public land, I bet that'll be crawling with deer hunters, I'm sure, come this weekend.
The majority of them, 2 years and traditions, have kind of staked their areas and have their deer camps established on private properties, but hunt that vast majority of the public land. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of orange moving around out there.
Yeah, that's. I just want to mention one more thing about that. It was kind of a neat area, that Norris camp. I had no idea. So we filmed up at Sac Sim Bog over by closer to Duluth, and that area is very similar in the sense that it was farmed at one point, didn't work. The towns of Sac and Zim dried up. They're ghost towns. I didn't know there was another place like it in the state, and come to find out that this area that we were at, same kind of thing. They came and farmed it. We tried to, you know, farm in a bog, basically. It didn't work. But there was a camp of 200 people that were basically there to help move people in and out of the area, move people. It was a CCC camp.
Yeah. Yeah. They would, the way Charlie explained it is, the government wanted to attract people to that area to start their lives and to farm. And, you know, they come to find out it's a swamp. It didn't work. So not only did they lose their butts, But the banks that lent them the money, they lost their butts too. And people were desperate. It was the Depression. They're trying to help them get back on their feet, get reestablished again. And like at some point in time, there was like 200 people there.
Yeah, it was wild. And the bathroom, Paul, have you been there before?
No.
So the bathroom house, you know, there was a big trough for like you'd see at the Metrodome or wherever. And then, you know, you had probably a shower facility in there. And then the latrine was seven holes on one side. It is like an old army barracks is, or, you know, Marines or whatever, seven holes on one side and then seven holes on the other side. So it's 14 holes. You sat right next to your buddy and back to back with the guy on the other side. And then there was like some sort of a system on the bottom where I suppose as more and more weight was added to it, the refuse would slide down and out. So when you had to clean out the hole, it was off to the side of the building. It was an interesting concept, interesting system.
Yeah, those buildings over there are neat. And you know, people can stop by that Norse camp. They can stop by. They got brochures in there if you want to go look around a little bit. But that's right in the middle of the woods. You know, but one of the things I thought was interesting is at one point in time, we were going to, you know, head to town and we weren't on the far edge of the woods or anything like that. The sign said 22 miles of town. Yeah. We were in the middle of the forest. That gives you a perspective of how big that forest is. And here's the thing too. You can have a forest, but you don't always have accessibility to a forest. There's lots of dirt roads that go through there. There's ATV trails. There's walking trails. There's a lot of opportunity.
So you can come up here in the fall, do some hunting, do some grouse hunting. People could stay here and it's not a far drive from here to go do some grouse hunting, or they can start thinking about ice fishing. And I'm sure you're probably already thinking about ice fishing. You probably want to shut your brain off for a few days yet, and maybe a couple of weeks before it starts, but it's going to be here pretty quick, isn't it?
It is. We'll try to shut our brains off, but it has that magical smell in the air. It's like that time and you just smell the ice formation from miles away. And like Joe said, some of the tributaries are already icing up. The shoreline just right down at the bottom of the bank is starting to ice up already as well. And it's time. It's coming. We're ready.
Getting ready. Well, I know one of the best parts of fall is going down and looking at the shiners on the dock down there, and I see the lights down there. You had quite a bit of action down there off the dock.
So yeah, it was a pretty good harvest of shiners this year. Those that were netting them and capturing them for the season did really well. Boxes are full, freezers are full, ready to go. Some still have nets down there, and there are shiners still moving in and out of the river. And just coming over tonight, you could hear the fish kind of rolling around those nets chasing shiners. Here's your chance to
do some fishing.
Well,
I would like to go down there and check it out. Maybe we'll go film a little bit of it and put it on somewhere on social media or somewhere out there. I'm sure you guys can see it on, you probably have something on the Lake of the Woods page.
Yeah, you know, we get articles about it and such on our website. And if you just go on our site and search Emerald Shiners, you'll find lots of articles about it. But it's really interesting, you know, when you look across the docks in the fall, like right now, as we look out the Rainy River, we are right in the Rainy River. And when you look out, you see little white lights periodically spaced, you know, and those lights are right over the water. And what they do is those lights attract those shiners. So when they're really running, you get gallons swirling. And what you do is you grab that handle and you pull down that handle and that big umbrella that comes up. And if things go right, you got gallons of them. You dump them right in that live oil. You want to keep them in that nice fresh river water because they're a delicate minnow, you know. And the other thing that's interesting is that when these minnow harvesters harvest their minnows, and a lot of them will freeze them, everybody has a different way to freeze them. Some people use a special kind of salt. Some people say you got to spread them out and flash freeze them right away. No salt at all. Everybody's got their own little recipe, you know. It's interesting.
It's very interesting. I'm anxious to go take a look at it. So we're going to go do that. We've got Andy Reeves and Forrest Husek coming up to talk about layout boat duck hunting up at the Northwest Angle. And Chuck Lindner. Chuck Lindner was an interesting guy. Like some of the things that he does, we're going to learn a little bit about that. And learn about his involvement with Rough Grouse Society, their partnership with the DNR, and how they're working hard to create not only habitat for you to go hunt and find rough grouse and woodcock and spruce grouse and sharptails even, but how it's creating more access for for hunters out there. He's next on Sporting Journal Radio.
Northern Minnesota's Walleye Factory is a year-round world-class fishing destination. The perfect getaway this summer is just a short drive to Lake of the Woods. Fish Big Traverse Bay, the Rainy River, or visit the unique Northwest Angle. To catch big fish, you have to go where the big fish are. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
52 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt.
Did you know there are more than 1,000 lakes in Otter Tail County?
Yep, and I'm going to fish as many as I can. I'm an outdoorsy otter. Nothing beats a full day of fishing for me. The lakes of Otter Tail County give me plenty of options to lower my boat and snag the perfect catch. Not an outdoorsy otter? No problem. Otter Tail County has something for everyone. You just need to find your inner otter.
To find your inner otter, go to OtterTailLakesCountry.com. Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. F-Tech's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed ultra-point mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has two styles, two sizes, and eight colors. And iCast and F-Tech's winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 41. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows level off around 28, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44, overcast skies. Highs level off around 47 Monday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 38, cloudy skies expected Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 41 today. Lows level off around 28 tonight. We should top off around 44 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 19.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in on the network. By demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube. And if you are, you can see we are on location right now at Jerry's Bar. At the Northwest Angle, we're overlooking the water right there, the boat access, Young's Bay, and I've got Corey Loeffler with us, and also Forrest Husett and Andy Reeves. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Are you sure? That's very quiet. Hey, you sounded unsure. We're all just frozen, I think, still just a little bit, and there's a pair of ducks flying over the bay right now, and that's what we're doing up here is jumping in layout boats and hunting ducks at the Northwest Angle, which is something that I think people are still learning about, that it's an option that you can do up here. People come up here to fish, of course, but it's something pretty unique. There's four more ducks flying over there. Look at that. And then two more. There are a lot of birds around right now. And people come up here to fish, but this is kind of a unique place to duck hunt, in one of only four-ish places in the state of Minnesota that you can hunt on layout boats. And we did it up here last year. And you guys kind of teamed up to offer this as a guide service. How many years have you guys been doing this now?
Guiding officially, 5 years now?
Yep. Yeah, this is year five.
Year five, yeah. So,
and I know we had you on Prairie Sportsman last year. We did an interview about it. But when you bring people up here, or first of all, when you tell someone, hey, I guide layout boat hunting at Lake of the Woods, what's the common reaction you get from people?
Confusion. They don't know what a layout boat is. They don't know what layout boat hunting is. They think just it's all shore hunting. So it's, I carry pictures around and show them, and then they kind of get to thinking. Most of them get scared. They see how small and shallow these boats are, and that's a little intimidating to them.
Corey was doing push-ups in his today.
He was.
Gotta do something to stay warm.
I know, it's kind of funny. Like, you got video of Corey doing push-ups out on an island out there on the thing, and it's like, oh, man, that guy's tough. No, he's just cold.
Freezing.
He's
cold.
Just cold. Corey, that layout boat was pretty stable while you did that.
Yeah, no problem. I got up, I drank too much coffee this morning, so had to dump some of that out. Did some push-ups to stay warm out there. But tell you what, you got to dress roughly 40 degrees colder, 40 degrees colder than the ambient temperature. I mean, I've hunted in plenty of stuff that's 20 below, commonly dressed for 40 below at home in the wintertime, and this humid, wet wind just cuts right through you. It was wild. It's an incredible experience. And just like nothing else.
And you were confined to that layout boat, whereas, you know, even layout hunting in a field somewhere in a layout blind, you can get up and run around, go to the bathroom, whatever you got to do. If you're in a duck blind, obviously you can move around a little bit. But, and yes, you can do push-ups in the layout boats, I guess. But for the most part, you're laying there for a couple of hours. You can't really get up and do anything. So you don't have the ability to really to get out and move around and warm up. And it was cold. I think it was yesterday, when we got up to do it the first day, it felt like 10. I think it was 18 or so, somewhere in there. But it felt like 10, so it was cold. And I didn't even see what the temperature was for day two. Did you guys look at all this?
I didn't. This had to have been the two, like, coldest days that we've probably ever hunted up here.
Yeah.
Was there ever a point in your mind where you looked at the forecast, you're like, well, I don't want to take these guys out, and it's going to be cold out there?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's duck hunting. Duck hunting gets good. It heats up when the weather gets cold.
Yep. And honestly, the hunting was great. We shot a bunch of ducks. We shot a sea duck. We shot a scoter while we were out there, which was awesome. We missed a couple of other ones, so we don't need to talk about it. Since I'm really the one that missed them. But I think the hardest part about it for you guys when it gets cold like this is probably running boats and having to keep things from freezing up. You got the deck of that duck tune covered in ice. I mean, it's not an easy hunt to guide for, is it?
No, it's safety. I mean, right? You guys are in layout boats that are in anywhere from 4 to 20 feet of water, you know. And yes, there's life jackets and all the layout boats and everything like that, and they're super stable. But end of the day, you got to be very, very careful with the transfers into the boats, out of the boats, and yeah.
Yeah, late season weather, you know, it's safety has to be our number one thing. If guys are getting wet, obviously plans have to change because guys can't be wet sitting in these boats. You won't last. You'd be in there 2 minutes and you'd be coming out, we'd be heading in. And so at that point, staying dry is the biggest thing. Obviously when that pontoon gets icy, things get interesting. Mornings, you got to get up a little earlier just in case, like the first morning the motor was froze. Didn't want to turn left or right, so we had to deal with that. But little tricks to the trade to keep it thawed throughout the night. Got it working for us today, and you just bear with it, you know, skate around a little bit more, but it's okay.
Of course, it's kind of a neat opportunity to really test out that Sitka gear, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we were layered up. Yeah. Heavy. That's probably the most layered up I think I've been in a long time for any hunt. And
you said this was one of the coldest hunts you've been on, or one of the colder hunts.
Felt like the coldest hunt, yeah. I mean, I've hunted honkers plenty of times in 10, late 15, season. 20 below zero. But just the humidity and just that sea fog absolutely made it feel like 50 below zero. It just cuts right through.
That fog was something else. Mm-hmm. We haven't dealt with it to that extreme up here, so that was a little different.
Yeah, it was different. Like when we hunted last year, one day it was like sunny and nice out, and I mean it was like a nice fall day, and you know, felt like summer almost a little bit. It was nothing like that this year. Like we at one point it was sunny, then 5 minutes later it was snowing on us, and we had fog to deal with the whole time. Like the birds, those little buffleheads particularly, they appear out of nowhere a lot of times anyway because they're so small and fast, and sometimes they come from the side or behind you. But when you're dealing with that thick fog, all of a sudden it'd just be like, whoo, they just appear. Like, oh, there he goes. and he's gone.
Yeah. Well, we had that a couple times. Randy and I were like, oh, here comes one from the right. And next thing you know, right across in front of you guys. And we're like, oh,
there goes that one.
Yeah, you know, and there's a ton of birds around when we went out and scouted, even coming back in today, just all the big flocks of ducks. And obviously, we probably this weather probably had to put a big push on and brought a bunch of new birds to the area. But there's a lot of ducks out there, and while a lot of them are buffalo heads, I know Dan got to shoot at some bluebills today. Obviously, we had some sea ducks, some scoters around, and got to shoot one of those today, shot a golden eye today. So there's a good mixture of ducks around right now.
Yep. Yeah, we'll get mixtures. It's just, it's very weather dependent on what we see. We see a lot of bills right now because the weather brought them down. Typically, they start showing up once our mainland harbors start to freeze over, and you have to be out on an island to be able to get out to get them because you have to be in the open water already. But we got lucky, it pushed some down for us. I would probably say it's the peak of our buffalo heads would be about right now. So it worked out really great weather-wise.
It's fun driving around seeing rafts of, I don't know, 1,000, 5,000 buffalo heads get up. Well, and a mixture of all of the birds out here, but I mean predominantly buffalo heads. Yep. Like, it's, I don't know, there's probably only one place to see it anywhere close to here, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably the most bluegills we've seen since, what, 2020?
Yeah, the last time we got froze out early. Yeah. We got froze out by, I think we were out October 22nd. Yeah. We got pushed out. Wow. Yeah, our season did not last long that year. Young's Bay here froze up, and that was it.
At buffalo heads, I think, are fun, particularly out of a layout boat, because, you know, they're small and fast, and you're, you know, we had some wind, so we're dealing with waves, and you're in a new situation. Can be some added challenges to duck hunting, but they're not always thought of as the best for table fare. I know some people knock them. Corey, talk about your opinion of buffalo heads before this trip and now after this trip.
Oh, man. I didn't think they were anything short of dog food before this. But we cooked them up last night, and my opinion changed. They're delicious. They're absolutely fantastic. I figured they were going to taste real livery, so I went with a liver and onions approach to it. And a few weeks ago, I whipped up some white-tailed deer liver and onions, and that was pretty sporty. I'll say that. So, I mean, coming off of that, and comparing these buffalo heads to a white-tailed deer liver,
it was good.
Amazing.
Had a great time. So get a hold of these guys, do some layout boat duck hunting up here at the Northwest Angler, do some fishing as well. Thank you to Young's Bay. Thank you to Jerry's for letting us record in here, and it's a good time. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Dan. Nice job. Watch for the video coming to the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel.
Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. F-Tech's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed Ultra Point Mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has two styles, two sizes and eight colors. And iCast and FTX winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
Northern Minnesota's Walleye Factory is a year-round world-class fishing destination. The perfect getaway this summer is just a short drive to Lake of the Woods. Fish Big Traverse Bay, the Rainy River, or visit the unique Northwest Angle. To catch big fish, you have to go where the big fish are. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
152 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with pure battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Explore an array of positions suited to your qualifications and support your local community by working with Price County. We offer job stability with competitive benefits, pay, and advancement opportunities. Your chance to make a difference is here. Apply at co.price.wi.us and seize the opportunity to grow while enriching your community.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 41. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows level off around 28. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. Overcast skies. Highs level off around 47 Monday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 38. Cloudy skies expected Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 41 today. Lows level off around 28 tonight. We should top off around 44 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 18.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
This is Sporting Journal Radio,
presented by OnX. Know where you stand.
with Onyx.
All right, welcome back to Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in on the network. By demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or by watching this on YouTube. We're out in the woods right now, up in Beltrami State Forest.
Beltrami Island State Forest.
All right, Chuck Lindner joins us right now. He's the co-chair of the Lake of the Woods chapter of the Rough Grouse Society. And we just got done going about 4.5 miles through here today. It was a nice walk out here.
It was. Winter got us a little early, yeah. But this is one of my favorite spots to be in the fall. It feels more like winter today, but it was a wonderful day and definitely a lot of good habitat out here to hunt.
It's beautiful out here. Honestly, looking at the snow on the pines, and it was about 6 inches of snow that fell, kind of surprised us a little bit. We might have just timed it a little poorly, but what do you do? Either way, we got some good exercise, and we saw some birds. I think during this trip, we've put up about 10, 11 birds, something like that. And that last one over here, I thought we were going to get.
I did, too. It was super close. It was obviously still in the tree. The dog was on point. He kept looking up. I heard a little whimpering, like, why can't you see it? I can. And I think that's what we ran into today, is just these birds were hanging out in the pines. They don't have a lot of reason to move. And just the flushes we got, in some ways, we're lucky. So we've had a great fall here. It's just when you get into this time of year, those birds are feeding in those pines, and their natural recourse is just to fly up or just to stay in those pines. And I think we saw a lot of that today.
I heard that somebody had seen woodcock still hanging around this past weekend. So right at the end of October, some colder weather. Maybe there wasn't snow there. I don't remember. Obviously, we got snow here, and I'm pretty sure I flushed one here today. That's pretty rare that they'd still be here this late, isn't it?
It is rare, but 2 days ago on my way home from my evening commute, I saw one on a county road. It was snowing out. We already had this snow. So I do believe we had some flight birds that were caught off guard, and very likely you saw one today that was just trying to get south.
I know how they feel.
Yes, absolutely.
Caught off guard by it, too. Talk a little bit about what RGS has done up in this neck of the woods up here.
Yeah, RGS, so we're one of the obviously more northern chapters in the region. RGS is a Pennsylvania-based organization with strong ties to Minnesota. The national hunt happens in Minnesota in Grand Rapids, about a three-hour drive south of here. And we're up here on the Canadian border, kind of on the northern fringe of woodcock habitat. Some excellent rough grouse habitat. And we as a chapter, we started just over 30 years ago. And we were lucky to have a great relationship with the DNR and start to do some habitat projects and more specifically some hunter walking trails. Those trails have flourished into what we call the Star of the North Trail. When that's all networked together, it'll be over 70 miles of hunter walking trail.
Wow.
Some of it is ATV friendly. We try to be, pedestrian. You know, if people want to hike it, if people want to bike it, obviously it'd be more of an off-road bike. We try to keep it well-groomed and manicured. But we've been lucky to have that relationship, create good habitat projects, and even like where we're standing right now, you see some older stuff with some younger stuff. We're on a trail. This is prime rough grouse habitat, and I would certainly give a shout out to how well our forests are managed up here to keep our wildlife with a good food source.
This is a big wild country, obviously good rough grouse habitat. Having trails, I mean, there's going to be some old logging trails that were probably here already too, but having some accessibility like these hunter walking trails and some of these other roads and paths that run through these trees really open up this area for guys that want to go hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Beltrami Island has, some good trails or roads to drive on. You don't need a four-wheel drive. You can, even part of it is paved coming out here today, you noticed. There's campgrounds that are all accessible pretty much by any type of vehicle. And then you have old logging roads that you can still get down with a Jeep. You have ATV specific trails, some side-by-side specific trails, and then you have hunter walking trails. And then, of course, if you're really ambitious, and we did a fair amount of it today, you can get out and do some good old-fashioned bushwhacking.
Which I did, and I came around. There's like a big slough over here, and we had split up, and I was like, you know, there's no sense in me going back close to you guys. We're at next down. I might as well go around this thing. And it gets real thick over on the other side there. And I was like, what have I done? You know, these guys are going to be waiting at the vehicles for a long time for me. And then I got into some these tall pines, and I found an old trail through them. And it was, I mean, I could have taken a bike through there. Like, it was real easy walking. It was real grousey. I thought for sure I was going to see a bird. I did flush that woodcock right before I got into there. So it's just neat exploring. And anytime you get to go out and walk into the wild country like this, it's not, I mean, sure, you love to shoot some grouse, especially rough grouse, because they're delicious.
They are.
But just being able to go out and kind of explore and see some of nature like this, it's just neat country to be out in.
It is. And we have something for everyone. And, you know, with the advent of the GPS and your phone and ThonX, it's a little harder to get lost. But definitely this is country you can get lost in without the aid of those things. So I highly recommend a compass and a map, and definitely even a backup for when your electronics could go dead. And today, like today, when it's cold out, batteries get zapped early. I tell a lot of people, and I met with a group of youth not too long ago, to map and compasses are always a good backup here. And I personally carry a couple of them because, in the words of Jeremiah Johnson, I haven't been really lost, but I've been powerfully confused for a while. And this is a country where that will happen. But there's great maps that highlight a lot of the trails, certainly all the roads here. And if you're smart, you can go off trail and then always know where, you know, your nearest road is. So if you need to, you can kind of beeline it towards that.
Well, I definitely used ThonX here today. And first of all, I made a track so I could see how far I walked, where I went. And I started it at the vehicle, so I knew if I got off trail somewhere, I didn't know where to go. I knew exactly where I needed to go to get back. And there was a couple of times when I got back on this trail over here, I was like, oh, this trail is perfect. It's winding back around the slough. It's headed right towards those guys. And then I saw the footprints. And at first, I thought it was you guys. I thought I was back on this main trail. So I just started following them for a while. And I'm like, this just doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. And I pulled open ThonX. And sure, I had to make a hard left. Like, that trail would have taken me north of here and back out to the highway, or the road, I guess. And so I had to cut back. And I ended up finding on ThonX, I could see that there was an old trail just barely visible on there, and I was able to get on that and then come right through these trees here and come back to you guys. So and thankfully I had a lot of juice in the battery, and that's
right.
It is good to have some backups, but having ThonX today is real helpful. So this has been a lot of fun. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago, everybody keeps telling us we should have been here 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it is. Either way, it's been a lot of fun walking through here. It was a 3.5-hour walk just on this piece alone. And I went, I don't know how far you guys went, probably very similar, but I went about 4.5 miles out here today.
Yeah, I think total, I think it was about 2 miles on our first walk this morning. And, you know, we're in big woods here, but we're still, you know, barely, you know, into this forest. We're far from the center of this forest. We're still, you know, we're only about 7-8 miles from town, from Ore Road right now. And you think about this forest is about 60 miles in length, and the fact that we're just kind of scratching the start of it, it says a lot about it, and how, you know, you don't have to go very far to be remote in this forest. And, you know, we've only seen tracks. We actually haven't seen anyone else out here today. So it definitely gives you a remote experience.
Yeah, there was one gunshot, and I thought for sure it was you guys. And somehow that guy got between us. I couldn't believe
right.
it. You know, it got a little nicer here this afternoon, but we haven't seen anybody really else out hunting. And to have somebody kind of sneak in between where I was and you guys were, I was kind of surprised.
Likewise, we thought it was you shooting, so we were celebrating premature, evidently.
that's how it goes. So the Rough Grouse Society has been around for about 30 years. Do you guys have more habitat work planned?
We do. We're going to continue working with the DNR and some more hunter walking trails. We're supportive of you know, ATV trails were supportive of, you know, main big trails. Actually, the road that we came in on today was a many, many years ago Rough Grouse Society trail before it was just a inaccessible logging road, but now it's, you know, accessible by any vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we try to support a wide variety of habitat and different things that work for us. And, you know, we have so much of this public resource that's accessible, but we want people to get out and be able to use it and have youth use it and not be intimidated by it. So I think those hunter walking trails are a great way for someone to see, hey, there's a loop here. I'm not intimidated by going off into the woods and maybe getting lost. I can come out here, you know, park my car and go on foot and experience that. So we're looking at any dynamic ways, if you will, to have, you know, to partnership with them. We do a lot of brush cutting and mowing, which is a big deal for things like woodcock, for their painting grounds. So again, just lucky to have that relationship with our local DNR to support those things.
Well, there were some other hunters out here. We saw some wolf tracks while we were out here today too there. Probably looking for grouse as well. But Chuck Linder, co-chair, RGS. We've been filming this for Prairie Sportsman. Watch for this coming up on the new season of Prairie Sportsman. Thanks for taking us out. Thanks for being on the show. We're not quite done. We got some daylight yet.
We have at least one more trail in us.
Let's go find some grouse.
Yes.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seemed to rebuff Secretary of State Antony Blinken's call for a humanitarian pause to let aid into Gaza and let more civilians and hostages out. ABC's Matt Rivers is in Sderot, Israel, near the Gaza border.
Just about a half mile or so from the Gaza border, we continually hear outgoing artillery fire from here in Israel, striking targets on the other side in Gaza. Overnight, the IDF saying they conducted operations both in southern Gaza and in the northern part of the Strip. This as the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says that more than 9,000 people in Gaza have been killed since the start of this conflict.
Secretary Blinken today met with Lebanon's prime minister as the U.S. continues to try to keep the fighting from spreading. President Biden traveled to Maine to meet with the families and first responders following last week's mass shooting. And a judge in Los Angeles said a former UCLA gynecologist convicted of sexually abusing student patients can be retried on charges involving additional women. This is ABC News. Deer season opens today in Texas, which has more whitetail and mule deer than any other place in America.
In 2021, about 830,000 white-tailed deer were taken during the Texas hunting season. Each deer yields about 58 pounds of meat, enough to fill any freezer. Kim Morris of the East Texas Food Bank says,
if you have extra that you're not going to be able to consume with your family, consider donating that to a processor who will then in turn donate that to the food bank.
The statewide Hunters for the Hungry program says it's provided 10 million servings of venison to Texans in need since 1988. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted its class of 2023 last night. Among the inductees, Missy Elliott, the first female hip-hop artist inducted into the hall. The show, courtesy of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Disney+. Other inductees included Willie Nelson and Sheryl Crow. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 41. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows level off around 28, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow.